Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 26th of March, recording at 9:05 p.m. British Standard Time. Now, I've got a slightly scratchy voice here today and prone to a little bit of coughing, so I'm recovering from a weekend bug, but we'll persevere, but apologies for the lack of voice form, I should say. Hopefully the analytical form will be okay. And first, a review of today's highlights. Asian stock markets quietly steady, mostly rising. So were the European markets until Wall Street got clobbered by some weak housing figures. The European markets sold off fairly sharply. Following Wall Street, a number of declines of over 1%. Well, I guess that's not all that big, but we had some small downside key day reversals in a number of the European indices, I think including the ones I looked at, the UK FTSE and the Spanish MIB. And we had the Dow down at one stage, I think about 107, 109 points, but this is interesting, it closed down just under 12, and the S&P was up 1.39 points, and so was the NASDAQ up on the day. So it was quite an impressive recovery on an intraday basis. And government bonds, they closed with modest gains. These are bond prices in the U.S., slightly weaker in the European markets. And the dollar got clipped on that news regarding the housing sales. And that's currently down 21 ticks on the U.S. dollar index. Precious metals rallied, had a little wobble when Wall Street was near their lows, but closed with pretty solid gains in here. Gold, for instance, offsetting Friday's sell-off, although it's closed fractionally below the levels shown on the chart that I will be that I'm posting here in the today's interesting charts section. But gold bullion, as I speak, at 664, and that's up 660. And we had a pretty good recovery of silver, not quite regaining all of Friday's sell-off, but currently showing up 20 cents in after-hours trading at 1343. And elsewhere, industrial metals were mostly steady, although tin's gains were pared back to only $300 by the close. Did I say tin? I'm sorry. Tin was a tower of strength. I meant nickel. Nickel's gains were pared back to only $300 by the close. And the grain and bean complex got hit. There were reports of a stronger crop coming from South America. I think that's been forecast all along, but there was a featured article on it, and that knocked prices back, and we seem to have a bit of contagion spreading across the grains. Corn was also hit down 12 cents, soybeans down 11, and wheat was down, but well off the lows, and only closed down 3 cents. And I think that's, did I mention oil? No, crude oil up again in here today, off the highs, but still trading at $62.94 as I speak. And gasoline has romped up $7 in here today. That's pushed that up over 200. That's quite a move we've seen over the last couple of months. Okay. So, what's going on here? Where are we going? Well, first, as far as the global stock markets are concerned, this continues to look to me like the bigger reaction that I had talked about, and longer ranging phase, all as part of a mean reversion relative to the 200-day moving averages best seen on the weekly charts. We have seen an awfully good bounce off the lows before running into a little bit of trouble here today. That's not to be expected. I beg your pardon, that's not to be unexpected. And because stock markets had seen quite persistent gains, and I think a number of them had rallied for the last 7 days or so, and those were, as I say, quite good gains, and they were within a striking distance of the highs that we had seen back in February, in late February. And actually, a few indices, as you know, have actually pushed above those February highs, but the vast majority haven't. And I think what we're likely to see is a little bit of ranging and consolidation in here before we see those highs further challenged in terms of most stock markets. But really, we've got some breathing space between current levels and the lows that we saw in the early part of this month. And there's nothing that I see technically here to suggest that markets are going to go right back down and break down through those lows, although a lot of people still fear that, not surprisingly. As I say, I think we'll see further ranging and then breaks to new high ground. Now, there are certainly some things to be concerned about as far as stock markets are concerned, not least the weak U.S. economy, which could cause analysts to revise a number of profit forecasts down even further. And then there are some powerful arguments in favor of a U.S. recession. You'll see one of those with some rather good graphics in my lead article that'll be posted on the website shortly. So there are certainly some factors here to be concerned about as far as stock markets are concerned. Then we have the gasoline price that I mentioned earlier. Crude oil prices continue to push higher. But the key difference this time compared to last May and June, as I've said before, is we do not have central banks leaning on these markets. If anything, I think they're being quite careful not to push markets down, so we're not getting a lot of aggressive anti-inflation talk, although the inflation pressures are obviously there, and they're certainly building up in commodities and in some other areas, as you know. And we don't have a rise in long-dated government bond yields of any consequence. So I think this overall remains a basically benign involvement, benign environment. I'm sorry, you have to forgive me. It's this bug and a little bit of fatigue. So an overall benign environment, which argues for a little bit more sideways ranging, but then I think higher levels for these stock markets. The U.S. dollar is soft in here. That's helpful for the U.S. economy, provided it doesn't turn into a rout. It could turn into a rout in the sense that any trend can eventually accelerate, as we know. But there are a lot of central banks that are quite keen to prevent the dollar from turning into a rout. And therefore, I think it would be prudent to expect a soft dollar, but one that ranges sideways and lower overall. Precious metals, solid action in here, a lot of support underneath. Now, something I'll probably write about tomorrow, if you look at a lot of these charts, for instance, you know, I've talked about shares such as BHP and Rio Tinto, and I put up the fund MLW recently, and there's been a lot of discussion of that. But if you look at most of the mining shares, if you look at most of the mining indices, they really are showing relative strength now. And they have these big patterns, which started with the peaks that we saw last May, and then the sharp corrections that occurred, and then lots and lots of ranging, rounding, support building before beginning to move up again. But they are all moving up once again, and there's really quite a lot of impressive support underneath. And say gold and silver show more or less the same pattern overall, but it is the mining shares, particularly the industrial mining shares, that are leading the way this time. And really, if we also extend the look to oil shares and oil funds, these are beginning to firm. I mean, have a look at BP. I'll probably illustrate that tomorrow, but that's a share that had fallen substantially for probably the better part of 2 years and has seen some powerful upward dynamics in the last week or so. And that looks to me like we've got a bottoming out process now in BP, and I think the whole sector is likely to be firming behind this stronger tone in petroleum prices, which, as you know, I think is here to stay. It's just a question of how quickly do petroleum prices move up. It'd be prudent to expect a lot of ranging, but you just only have to look at the gasoline chart, which I'm posting today, and you can see how quickly some of these moves can take place when there's a little bit of supply constraint. And soft commodities. Bullish environment, I think, overall for these, but of course the crop news will be the big factor as the year unfolds. Well, I think I better put this croaking voice to rest. So I'll just say all the best to all of you. Good night.